T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line with us, Al. Nobody knows basketball better than this gentleman from PhillyVoice.com. The great Kyle Newbeck is here with some great insights into what's going on with the Sixers. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm hanging in there, Angelo, I guess. The same as the Sixers barely hung in there last night.
Well, we wanted to start with that, Kyle, because Rhea Hughes is puzzled today about 44-8.
I've never seen anything like it, Kyle. It's the most remarkable thing I've ever seen, or unremarkable, for the Sixers.
Please explain.
I guess it's sort of the perfect snapshot of this team, that they are good enough to start the game 20-4 and look like they're going to blow Brooklyn out, and then immediately give back a 40-8 run and get rightfully booed by the home crowd for just looking completely out of sorts. I wish I had a simple explanation for all this. I certainly think some of the lineup choices, rotation choices Brett Brown made last night in the first half were, we'll call them interesting, is a charitable way to put it.
Raul Neto, how does he get 28 points? 28 minutes, I mean.
Well, I came into the game thinking, you know, he's just kind of a placeholder with Ben out, and Brown wants to keep the rotation simplified behind that group, because I think that was part of why Horford also came off the bench last night despite Simmons' absence. But he really leaned into him hard, especially in the first half, and I didn't get that because it seemed like he was trending towards being out of the rotation altogether heading into the All-Star break, and then all of a sudden, here he is. And now, luckily, Brown seemed to understand in the second half that he had a smaller role than he needed to play. They leaned into Alec Burks more, but, you know, I thought it was pretty intuitive that you go out and trade for a guy that is a pick-and-roll ball handler, that, you know, maybe you want to actually use him as a pick-and-roll ball handler instead of a guy standing in the corner.
Well, you're right on the point that all of our callers have made today, Kyle, and that is that it's very hard to have confidence for a long playoff run given the way Brett Brown has, A, managed the team's emotions, which have been dubious at best, and managed the team on the court. Obviously, we are very harsh critics of Brown. Give me your read on Brett Brown right now and how he's doing this season.
He's been kind of all over the place. I understand. I think he made the big and correct decision to sit Horford and bring him off the bench, which I think was very important and is a lot more difficult than maybe people think about, because benching a guy who's getting paid $100 million over 4 years is a tough task for a lot of reasons for a head coach. But like the night to night stuff where, you know, sometimes he doesn't ride the hot hand enough. Sometimes guys are getting minutes that they shouldn't be. Sometimes, like last night, you know, there are just guys that are not being used in the way that intuitively you think they should be used. Now, all that being said, if Joel Embiid plays with the sort of attitude and focus that he played with last night, it almost doesn't matter. And I think that Joel came out after the game last night and said that his focus during this final stretch of the season is he wants to go out and prove that he's the best player in the world. And while I don't know if that's the case, that is the right mentality and the mentality they need him to play with every single night, and especially once they get to the playoffs.
But can they get away with that kind of game against a really good team?
I think they have a bunch of time. That's the confounding
44
thing.
44-8, that's what I mean. It's, you know,
not quite a 44-8 run every night, certainly. But, yeah, I think that's why you could ultimately talk me into any postseason result with this team. If you told me they played Miami in the first round and lost in five games, I would believe it. If you told me that they went to the NBA Finals and went up against the Clippers or the Lakers, I would also believe it. I think that their swings from one end to the other are that dramatic. And I think one good thing that came of last night's game, despite the fact that it was a lot more frustrating for everybody, the manner in which they got it, is that those guys hung in there and stuck together. There was no complaining. There was no, like, they easily could have folded after going down. I believe they were down by as much as 20. So there is some resilience in this group. Whether they should have to lean on it as much as they do, that's certainly a fair question.
Kyle, I really want to delve a little deeper into the psyche of Joel Embiid, because he is one of the more interesting and puzzling players I've ever seen. Now, coming out of the All-Star break, he is committed to a full effort. You saw it last night. But first of all, it's asking a lot for him to sustain that for 20-some games. That's the first problem. The second problem is he wants to honor Kobe, who had that every night. Why can't he have that level of commitment on a nightly basis? Why does he need outside motivation to get to that point?
I think it's just hard for him to balance the idea of getting through and staying healthy for a full season and playing at I don't think anybody in the NBA is playing 100% for all 82 games of the regular season. Even the great ones find spots within games that maybe they're taking a few possessions off on defense. Maybe they're standing in the corner on offense, but generally they have a better understanding of the rhythm of a 48-minute game. Maybe some of that is inexperience on Joel's part, where he doesn't have the long basketball history some of these guys have. But I think one of the criticisms we had for Joel early in his career is that he didn't know when to turn it off. There were times when maybe they're up by like 15 points in the fourth quarter and they could come in coast into a victory, and he's jumping four rows into the stands at Madison Square Garden, nearly decapitating actress Regina King courtside. And so I don't know that he has ever been able to find the middle ground there between, look, obviously, if you're choosing between two extremes, you want him to be the guy that's going to sell out his body and do whatever it takes to win. But to get Joel to the playoffs in one piece, there does have to be a level of responsibility with him. I certainly think last night was the best example of what he can be. He doesn't have to play like a chicken with his head cut off, but when he's locked in and engaged on defense, when he's attacking the offensive glass with his size and athleticism, they certainly look like a much different team on both ends.
I would like to illustrate to you now why Kyle Newbeck analyzes games better than anybody doing it in any sport on the internet. Who watches where Embiid is positioned defensively in the 3-second area but Kyle Newbeck? And Kyle, I read that and I just said to myself, you're seeing the game at another level than most of us are. If they're calling 3-second violations defensively, the Sixers probably don't even win the game last night, right? Because Embiid was camped under the basket the whole time.
Well, and I also said, Angelo, I give him credit because he's recognized that the officials don't want to call it on him every single play. It's sort of like if you look at like a physical NFL secondary where they're clutching and grabbing every play, and like those the Legion of Boom Seahawks, where people would get mad that they would get away with a ton of pass interference or defensive holding calls. That's what happens when you just do it constantly. Joel is saying to the officials, look, I'm not really going to move much, and you're going to have to call these against me to incentivize me to not just hang back in the paint. Well, then he should do that. If they call the odd one, that's fine, because his greatest strength on defense is protecting the rim and swaying guys away from coming into his paint. So it's a thing I see all the time. I think the weirder thing, honestly, Angelo, is that you don't really ever hear opposing coaches complain about that. And I would think that's something that, as a coach looking at the tape and being there at games, that would be like, what the heck is going on here? Give me a call or two as the opponent.
Kyle Newbeck, last thing, Kyle. I just want to get your take on this because you know enough about hockey. Flyers or Sixers, who's going farther this year?
I got to tell you, Angelo, I have seen minimal Flyers this year. I'm going to bet on the Sixers in this instance just because I think they're going to be as infuriating as possible. I will probably write them off against a team that is more consistent, and we'll all make our predictions. And just to spite me personally, I think they will go further than I expect because that's how this stuff tends to work.
A resounding vote of confidence for Brett Brown by Kyle Newbeck. Kyle, you're the best, man. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Angelo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.